This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
Representative Kevin McCarthy fails and 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 fails again. No, he has not become the Speaker of the House. The Speaker election becomes the longest since 1859. The House is paralyzed. Come on. Kate Delaney, and here we are, just a snapshot of what's happening in America. Now, there may be good news, but I've heard that before. I had a conversation with someone today who's an aide in Washington. This is all anyone's talking about. And it does affect us because the legislative wheels are grinding to a halt when it comes to some important things that are not getting done. Committees not being filled, people aren't sworn in, that affects all of that. It's nasty stuff. So what is going to break the spell of this chaos that we're seeing played across every single day, seeing the scenes on C-SPAN? I'd love to see what their ratings are. C-SPAN is watching it, no offense, is like watching paint dry, but it's paint that we're paying for. So a lot of us are tuning in to see that. Even if you know what's happening, even if you're having conversations with people, there's something about watching this. So could it be there are supposedly some conversations after 11 votes, Kevin McCarthy's lost 11 votes on the House floor. But Thursday night, there may be some kind of a deal that could get him closer, the Republican House leader, get him closer to clinching the necessary 218 votes he needs to get the gavel. That means a few things. And he said when he left the Capitol that he felt good. He felt like things are happening. What things are happening? We need votes. He needs votes. He didn't gain enough votes. I mean, look, the last time they had that kind of a stalemate over speakership happened when it took 9 ballots to elect a speaker in 1923. So are there the Never Kevin members, the holdouts, that will somehow be, enough of them, be dissuaded into voting that way again, right? You know, McCarthy's saying he has a willingness to place more members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus on the Rules Committee. They debate legislation before it's moved to the floor. He relented on allowing floor votes to institute term limits on members and to enact specific border policy legislation. That was another thing. So it is a stunning reversal. And here's the thing. In a way, it does weaken the Speaker of the House making these deals. But if he doesn't make the deals, people like Andy Biggs, a Republican from Arizona, who's saying, hold the line. He keeps tweeting that out. He's one of the 20 holdouts. Well, that's what's going to happen. He's not going to become the Speaker of the House. I mean, there's just no momentum. The impasse continues unless an agreement comes. So if they get the agreement and then they go back to the floor on Friday, and some of the things I just said, if all that comes together, then maybe it happens. And I've said this before, but I'm kind of surprised. You know, other concessions, more specifically, and I mentioned this already, changing the budgetary rules and voting on 12-year office limits for House members, that's also under consideration. So there's a couple things. There's a couple rule changes, procedural maneuvers, that kind of thing. And House Democrats are united behind the caucus leader, Hakeem Jeffries. He got 212 votes on all 11 ballots. Ay, 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 ay. It's another day. in paradise, right? It's another day. All right, some great news right at the top. I mean, excellent, excellent news. You want to know what it is? I hope you already know this, because it's been just circulating everywhere. Damar Hamlin, the safety for the Buffalo Bills, who died on the field, was resuscitated, then was resuscitated again at the hospital in Cincinnati because the Bills were playing the Bengals. He woke up and asked in writing if the Bills won Monday's game. His doctor said, "You won the game of life." That game, by the way, smart of the NFL to decide, oh, we're not going to play that game. There's no winning this, however you look at it. It's about what happened and moving forward and going into the playoffs. So instead, getting around it, but the NFL is not going to reschedule that game because here we are on the doorstep of the last week, Saturday and Sunday, in the NFL regular season, and then we go into the playoffs. The other thing that we would be talking about, and people, this is like one of the first things people ask me that in my world that I know, what's the latest? What's the latest on what's going on in Idaho? What's happening with the suspect? What happened at the hearing? And, of course, the affidavit on how investigators identified Brian Koberg, that was a big release. That was a big reveal. And he was in court, so he was in court in Idaho and had a public defender with him. The phone records show that he was near the victim's house numerous times in the months before the killings. DNA was found on a knife sheath recovered at the murder scene that matches his family's. So nearly 2 months after the killings of the four students that really pulled in the country and soaked fear in that small area of Moscow, Idaho. And wow, in trying to pull this together, you know, what are the key takeaways, the probable cause that they needed? And it was the DNA was helpful that was found on that knife sheath. So the trash recovered from the Pennsylvania home of his family late last month, sent to the Idaho State Lab for DNA testing, revealed the DNA profile obtained from the trash matched a tan leather knife sheath found laying on the bed of one of the victims. So then that went right into it. It identified a male as not being excluded as the biological father of the suspect whose DNA was found on the sheath. And the possibility is 99% dot, dot, dot. And then the whole thing, I mean, clearly the sheaf was a big mistake. That was because there you go. They don't have the weapon, but they have that. And then you have a roommate who saw a figure dressed in black clothing and a mask. She's identified in the document as DM, saying she heard crying in the house that morning and a male voice saying, "It's okay, I'm going to help you." Then she saw a figure clad in this black clothing and a mask that covered the person's mouth and nose walking toward her. Said he was about 5'10 or taller, a male, not very muscular, but athletically built with bushy eyebrows. He walked past her as she stood in frozen shock. He walked toward the back sliding glass door, and she locked herself in a room after seeing him. And describing the bushy eyebrows, he has bushy eyebrows. And, of course, the white sedan and all of that. There's going to be big interest in this. And this could be, I mean, first, you know, they got to go through the case, right? Allegedly. Once they go, when I say allegedly, once they go through the case and everything else that happens, it's just a question of life in prison, if convicted, or death penalty.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Here in 2023, and if you look at the movies that are out, the Avatar, you know, basically I'll call it the sequel, is the movie that a lot of people went to see because they saw the first one, and it's raking in the dough, and people have all kinds of opinions about it. So my family went to see it. I haven't seen it yet. My brother loved it. My sister-in-law was like, eh. And my nephew's like, it's okay. He's 21. He said, it's okay. It's all right. And it's action, adventure, fantasy, you know, that whole thing. It's James Cameron, and it's already made, you know, $1.5 billion. And who knows how much in the end it will make, and so it's got, you know, huge box office, and it's not a surprise that Avatar The Way of the Water was going to probably do pretty decent. But then, you know, there is this move to throw in biopics. We saw Elvis last year and how I thought that was well done, but there are people that don't like biopics, and then there are people that want to hear, like, relive the famous person, the singer, the actor, the story, the inventor, the whatever it is. And this time around, it's Whitney Houston. And there's been a lot of conversation about this. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Someone, because it's tough to tackle that, right? Imagine being Naomi Ackie, and you've got to be Whitney Houston, the songbird, right? That's pretty tough. Stanley Tucci is in it, and he's brilliant in it, from what I understand. I have not seen this. It's just out now in the theaters. Here is the little cheap sneak peek at it. Here's Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Special guest in the audience tonight, legendary record executive, Mr. Clive Davis.
My voice is gone.
What?
You start the show tonight. No talking back. I'm your mother.
There's a boy I know. He's the one I dream of.
What's your name again?
Whitney Elizabeth Houston.
It's on.
My dream, sing what I want to sing, be how I want to be.
I say a prayer with every heartbeat.
Reach as big an audience as I can.
Common criticism of you, your music isn't black enough.
Look, I don't know how to sing black, and I don't know how to sing white either. I know how to sing.
Woo!
I might have just heard the greatest voice of her generation.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's got to have a hook.
The hook?
Yeah.
I'll give it a hook.
Wow, so sad, the tragedy of Whitney Houston. What a songbird she was. She made certainly it into the Rolling Stones' latest reveal of their top 200 voices. Who can forget, if you weren't even alive then, you can easily look it up and see it, and it will raise the hair on your arms. Whitney Houston in Tampa at the Super Bowl, singing the Star Spangled Banner. It's such a challenging song, and she was just absolutely incredible. So tragic ending to her life. This, I think, finds a home on the big screen. I think enough people will go and see it. It's not an Avatar. It's not going to make $1 billion, but you have to really tip your cap to Naomi Aki for her voice and portraying Whitney Houston, and tough to tackle that. And just even in the clips, you can see that she really has done a good job with it. And that's an interesting story. And she has a story that people want to hear about. How did she get where she was? How did it all fall apart? What happened? And you might not know all the Whitney Houston songs, but once you hear them and someone says it's a Whitney Houston song, you're like, oh, that's another Whitney Houston song. I think she has a distinctive voice, and you know it. But I think it finds an audience, absolutely. And I think I'll go see it. I mean, I'm a movie hound, so going to movies relaxes me. It's a good thing. It's like a break from the reality of the nonsense going on around us, right? So I'll probably see it. As much as I like, you know, I loved Maverick. I mean, that was my movie last year. I just loved it. And as much as I'll go and I like detective-y things and crime and some horror and that kind of stuff, like I saw Nope, and I thought that was so well done. But I'll see occasionally a biopic, and this one I think is probably worth seeing. It looks like they really did a good job in trying to nail something that would be pretty hard to do because of what a songbird she was and how to really kind of set up her life and do it justice of, all right, here's the struggles, here's the highs, here's the lows. And it looks like they had a pretty good screenplay to work with. So there you go, the first one of 2023. What is going to be interesting, and I almost hate to even bring this up, is like, just even think, there's even a, right now there's a spot on TV where it says, We're all sick of COVID. But, oh, by the way, there are vaccinations available. So there's this new XBB1.5 COVID variant that supposedly, according to the World Health Organization, is the most transmissible yet. The most transmissible yet. And so what does that mean? It's a sub-variant of Omicron, and it's confirmed to be spreading in 25 countries, including the UK and the US. And it's the reason it's the most transmissible is the mutations that are within it. So it allows the virus to adhere to the cell and replicate easily, so just grow. And there's big concern about that. So what does that, you know, what does that mean? Of the 40% of the COVID-19 cases in the U.S., they're now caused by this. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They just, you know, released that. There's no evidence, though, to say, and this is what, this is the conversation, there's no evidence to suggest that it's caused more severe illness, but added this new strain. It, who knows? Does it change or does it not change? There's concern about the rapid spread of it, of course, in China and in New York, in New York City, especially. They're seeing that there has been a rise there. There's been a, you know, a rise of having more of that. And so now with everything opening back up and people. And it's still opening back up because you're seeing that people want to be out there. I think that somebody asked me that about events. And I think more people want to be at events. They don't want to be in front of a screen. They want to go out. They want to be there. They want to do more than what we were stuck in for over the 2 years with the social distancing and whatnot. So it's something to watch because hospitalizations hit a six-month high in New York. And here's the thing. I know a lot of people that have had COVID a couple of times, and now we have the test. You test at home, you test a couple times, and it could be the flu. It could be something else. You know, there are other things that are going around, and I know a lot of people who thought, oh, man, that's probably what it is. I feel exhausted, and I just don't feel good. I don't feel like I can't breathe at all, but I just don't feel good. And they tested positive, or they didn't test positive for it. And they test again, they didn't test positive for it. And you know, you go to the pharmacies, and those tests are like $25. But guess what? You can go on the government site, and you get them mailed to you for free. So just as a backup, to see if you get it, to make sure you don't have it, you can throw those things in the closet and pull them out. I know we got ours. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 9 rounds and he's still down. Kevin McCarthy still has not garnered enough votes to take over as Speaker of the House. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. A group of about 20 hardline Republicans argue the party needs a new direction.
The nation's border guards say President Biden is in for a surprise when he visits the southern border.
People are still crossing. People are still being released in crazy numbers.
Chris Cabrera is with the Border Patrol Union in Texas. He says physical barriers are being erected, but their use is limited. Once a person crosses the border, they're allowed to claim asylum. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 340 points to 32,929. The S&P 500 dropped 45 points to 3807. The NASDAQ shed 153 points to 10,305. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This next author, Toni Jackson, she's written an important book, Secrets Within the Soul. And so much is wrapped up into this that can help teenagers, pre-teenagers, when you're talking about sex trafficking, date rape, terrible, terrible things, the selling of human beings. So, Toni, first question, why'd you write this book?
So, basically, I have been a social worker for over 12 years, so I encounter a lot of preteens, teens, seeing situations when it came to date rape, sex trafficking, runaways. And we also had to have training. And one of the trainings that was offered was the sex trafficking and things of that sort and sex abuse, which was included in that. And as we continued to move forward, and we saw the teenagers maybe run away or not want to be in placement because it was children and family and youth. And the teenagers wouldn't stay a lot of times because they felt like they had someone that was going to love them. But as you were able to watch, you were able to see a lot of times it was because they thought that person loved them. And it was someone that was giving them money and things of that sort, which equals to the things that we were taught about with trafficking.
Is it worse than people know?
Yes, it is.
And is that because the vulnerability, like you're saying, that, you know, they're young, impressionable, looking for love, don't know, that kind of thing?
You know, that's some of it. Some of it may even be, and when I speak of this topic, I'm thinking worldwide. It may be that the young teenagers may get caught up with who they may feel as though is a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and they have someone that's going to love them. But then you have other places where there may be seen as prey, young prey without any ideas, and they're taken away from their families. Families oftentimes in other countries may sell their children for monies because of their level of poverty, and they may need the monies to be able to support the rest of the family. There are a lot of dynamics behind whether they are knowing or not.
Ooh, what a terrible, terrible thing. And again, the name of the book, Secrets Within the Soul. Tell us more about what's in the book.
Okay, so one of the stories lines is based around date rape. Date rape is something that happens often, and for young adults as well as adults, it may encounter something of the sort, but what happens is that you brush it off because, oh, he didn't mean it, or she didn't mean it, or whoever the person is doing it. But if you are totally against it, that is a no. No is no, and you should never be taken advantage of, especially if it's forced. It should not be, and it should be reported. But the thing is, what I've seen in my research is when going to the authorities, sometimes they may not even believe it. Especially if you say it was someone that you knew. And you may not even think of it, but sometimes you can hear women talk about their husbands doing things to them that they did not care to be done.
Mm.
If it's forced, it's not good. Whether it's your husband, whether it's your wife, it's not good. It should be a loving situation. If something is forced, it's not loving. And then on the other side of that, we're talking about the sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is also included within the book, giving you storylines of how individuals can get caught in the trafficking or maybe taken off guard. And then there's information in there that's educational to show how you can get the help that is needed. And what else is in there is talking about once someone is in it, it's hard for them to get out. It may be that their life is on the line, because once someone is having control over you that way, it's a financial issue that you're looking at, and they're afraid to lose that finance that's coming in from doing what they've done in situations with the young women being available to John, so to speak. So the information in there is also talking about how young women, mostly young women in the book, they might fall into eating disorders, mental health issues. There's just so many things that it can come from, but there is information in there to show where they can get help and the steps that they need to take, because sometimes it's a cycle before it's completely caught on as to how they need to do it and what they need to do to stay in that cycle of healing, because that's what it's all about, teaching and showing how you can become healed and get away from it, if at all possible.
Mm. We're speaking with Toni Jackson, and again, her book, Secrets Within the Soul. And it's so tough when you think about it. You're talking about cycle, and you saw this as a social worker. It's so tough to break that cycle, isn't it?
Yes, it's hard. They may start out, and they may have all good intentions, but they may have some luring. It may be that their John is calling them back on the cell phone, and they feel like they owe them something, because a lot of times there's some mind control going on, too. They may have something being said to them. Well, you know, I love you. I didn't mean it. Come on back. I miss you. Not realizing that they might be coming back into a trap. And sometimes they may even be trapped by selling the drugs for them that they may have, saying, oh, this money is for you. I'm doing all of this for you, but you owe me. They may even take a jail sentence for them because they said, you owe me. It's a lot of things behind it. So once you get a chance to read, it'll shed some more light on those things that are behind the scenes that not many people were talking about. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to talk more about it within the book, because I believe the blowhorn needs to be sound. And yes, it is kind of late in the game, so to speak, but for our teenagers that are teenagers right now, but if we can get this out there and keep it moving for the younger children coming up 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 years old and so on, before they get to be teenagers, they have information available to them more readily than is already, because that's not something you can just go in the store and see reading on the shelf in the bookstore, as you may see other topics, the horror movies, the thrillers and things like that. So you don't see it as often. You don't hear it as often. It's almost like it's a taboo. You don't want to talk about it. But if this information can get out there, get into recreation centers, maybe into elementary and junior high schools or high schools where they have auditorium assemblies, having different ones come in and talk to them about it and being more in depth, just even knowing the last time I Googled, it said it was more than an estimated more than 50,000 people a year that are caught in sex trafficking. They don't have an actual amount of people because it's hard to track, because it's an underground thing. It's behind the scenes. It's not something that's up close and personal, up front and in your face. And that's pretty much what I would like to see it come out into the open, where it's more talk about it, so that the individuals and people around us are knowing about it. We can teach our children, we can teach our grandchildren what to look out for, how to be aware, more aware than they are. Young people today are very aware, but make them aware about this type of topic that you don't necessarily hear them talking about. Some of them say, wow, I didn't know that. They need to know.
Yeah, they need to know.
To them.
Yeah, they so need to know. Secrets Within the Soul, that's the name of the book, and you're saying this, but what do you hope the big takeaways are for people listening to this that go and get your book?
Well, read it and pass the word. It's not just a thing of buying a book. Take the information, run with it. I can try to be as much of a blowhorn as possible, but let's all be that blowhorn. Let's be helpers with each other, that we can show and take care for enough for these young people and even young adults, that they won't get trapped by not being aware. And hopefully maybe it can get into the recreation centers. Maybe we have some more programs out here that are a lot more prevalent and loud spoken, so to speak. Say, okay, this is the program for this trafficking or date rape or something to that effect. Perhaps corporations will get involved where they say, okay, let's do this thing. Because this is something that's big that we're not talking about. If you think about it, back when Harry Weinstein, to reference that, what happened in Hollywood with his actresses, that was very quietly kept until they blew the horn, and then all of a sudden everybody was talking about it. But now it's somewhat of a, it's kind of quiet again.
Yeah.
It should never get quiet. This is an everyday, all-day-long situation in many people's lives. It's not one particular time that this happens. It needs to continue moving forward.
Oh, I love what you just said. It should never get quiet. That sums the whole thing up. Tony, where can people get your book?
Okay, right now it's at Barnes & Noble, and it's also on Amazon.
Amazon. And you have a website. Tell us your website.
Yes, my website is Bam Bam Enterprises. I'm going to spell it for you because it's a tad different than what normally people would spell. It's BAMBAMENTRIZES. BamBamEnterprises.com.
Excellent. Tony, keep blowing that horn and we'll do it for you as well. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pal de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pal de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pal de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Joins us. His wife wrote a book. It's so interesting, and it's, I think, something that a lot of people are dealing with, and what a gift this is. His wife, Beth Ann Cooley, passed away, but she wrote a book called A Christmas with Jeffrey, and she talks about the loss of, you know, their baby infant, and I think so many people grapple with this and don't know where to turn, don't talk about it. And again, I think this is an incredible gift that she's left. Len, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome.
So what made you decide, hey, I need more people to know about this. I need to get this out there because, as I said, you know, obviously this was something that was so emotional for both of you, but did you realize how much it was for her?
No, I never did. I knew that she missed Jeffrey, but I never realized how much she missed him.
And in finding and reading the words and going through all that, what was that like for you?
It was really heart-wrenching. It was, I never knew that she was dealing with this so much. It was, Jeffrey had been gone almost 36 years, and I never knew that she was still missing him, even though we had other children. It was really odd to read to begin with, but it was I don't even know how to explain it. It was because I never read the book when she first wrote it. She wouldn't allow me to. So I never read it until after she passed away.
And then you read it, and it had to be so revealing to you.
Oh, it was, and it was so emotional. As a matter of fact, our other children that we have can't even get through the book.
Wow.
They've read part of it. One of them has gone halfway through, and he said, "I just can't read anymore, Dad." He said, "I never realized that Mom was dealing with this like this. She never said anything to anybody."
Yeah. And in just, we don't want to tell everyone everything that's in the book, but give us a little piece of a sense of something that Beth reveals in the book.
Well, she revealed that for 36 years, she said a prayer every night about spending a day with our first child that died. And I never knew that she did that. And it's, it was really just, it was really, really hard to read. As her husband, I just never knew she was dealing with this. She never told anybody that she was dealing with this like this.
Wow. And we know that there's, as I said, there's so many people that deal with it, but you just don't know the emotions. They don't turn to people, and that's why I think it's just such an incredible gift. What do you hope people take away from reading the book, Christmas with Jeffrey?
I hope that they take away the fact that when someone loses a child, that they realize that it's such an emotional and, God, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, people deal with this all the time. And I think it's, one of those things that you sit back and you say, well, yeah, you know, it was really sad that he died so young. And but from her perspective, it was like he died over and over again every day until she had her moment with Jeffrey.
Yeah. And again, the book is called Christmas with Jeffrey. Beth Ann Cooley wrote it. Len is with us, her husband, talking about it. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. What do you think Beth would think of you talking about it? I think she would be thrilled that more people will know what it's like.
Yeah, it was interesting. When she wrote the book in 2014, she never let anybody read it. And then one day she revealed it to a friend of hers, a female friend of hers, and she told her, she said, "Beth Ann," she says, "you really need to allow other people to read this." She says, this opens so much to people that have lost children and to realize the emotion that somebody goes through. And then for this to have ended the way that the book has done and everything, she says, this is a gift that people need to read. And she said, no, she wouldn't let anybody read it except this one person. And it has been sitting on a computer all these years, since 2014, and after Beth Ann died last year, I finally decided I was going to read it. I wanted to see what the book was about. And I read it, and I talked to some pastor friends of mine and everything, and they said, you really need to let people read this. I understand that your wife didn't want it out there and everything, but people need to know that when you lose a child, it's not something that goes away. It's no matter how many other children you have in your life or anything, it's not something that just goes away. It's just there constantly. And it's really strange because Beth Ann was a doctor, and she dealt with people all the time that lost their husbands or their wives or, you know, even children, but not as infants, because she worked with adult medicine. And I don't know. I just couldn't believe the emotions that she has been going through for 36 years when she finally wrote this book. And it was interesting because what happened was she went to sleep one Christmas Eve, and she woke up Christmas Day, and she said that, she said, I'll be out in just a few minutes. And she wrote this book completely one Christmas morning after having this epiphany.
Wow. And again, I think it is truly a gift to so many people. Christmas with Jeffrey, get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Len, thanks for sharing Beth Ann's story.
You're welcome. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me about it.
Wow. So thinking about this, I think so powerful what Len has said, and that the fact that, you know, she wrote it on Christmas and you think about it, it was one of those days. And she says that in her book as a doctor. I mean, here she is a doctor and this happens. And as Len said, they have other children, but talking about what that was like, the loss and how it can just never, and she talks about it in the book, it can never be replaced, that loss, that feeling. And it just feels like, in her own words, she says, it's a period of time when the world feels wrong, a place of lost love. And she goes on to say, it's a time when I feel compelled to go out and look for what is missing, only I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for. I just know it's gone from my life. Again, an incredible story of loss, and what a big share for so, so many people who have to deal with that on their own. So thanks to Len for sharing the story of Beth Ann, A Christmas with Jeffrey, and for all of you listening to this show.
Oh, we were kings of old river, bearing gifts and traveled so far.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.